coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
You ready? All right. Now, this will help you immensely. You know, some people say that, I don't know what, they have a problem with the message of faith. They think it's a movement. So they talk about the faith movement. Whatever that means. We're discussing faith not because there's a movement, but because of the importance of the subject of faith. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 that without faith it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it says it is impossible. He didn't say it might be difficult. He said it is not possible to please God without faith. Then also, something else that faith does, which I hope we'll be able to mention as we get along, that will help you understand how important faith is. It's not something about a movement. It's because this is the law that operates, or one of the laws that operate in the kingdom of God. Faith is a law, as you know. The Bible calls it the law of faith. So it is a law. It's a spiritual law. All right, book of Hebrews chapter number 11. If you don't have a Bible here today, I feel sorry for you. Hebrews chapter 11, and I'm reading from verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's the best definition of faith you would ever find. It is the confident assurance that what you hope for is there. And the conviction of the reality of the unseen. That's what that verse is telling you. How important faith is. Now look at verse 2. For by it, now the subject in verse 1 is faith. We looked at that last Sunday morning, if you remember. The subject there is faith. So in verse 2, it says, for by it, that means by faith, which is being discussed from verse 1, for by it the elders obtained a good report. The elders, it's talking about great men and women raised by God through the ages. And then it says here, read verse 3. 1, 2, go. Yeah, that's the verse that we decided to look into carefully. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Through faith we understand. And I want you to notice, it says that the worlds, plural for world, the worlds were framed by the word of God. And so there are three words there in that verse that I want to discuss so we can understand what the Word of God is telling us here. Through faith, we understand that the first one is words. We understand that the words. And we explained that in the New Testament, which is translated from the Greek language, that there are two particular words most commonly used for word. And the one is cosmos, which refers to the physical world, including the structures and the inhabitants. The second word is aeon. Aeon is translated world, but more particularly refers to age, the word age or course. But I'll give you a better explanation that will help you understand why it is translated age or course or even world. But that's what's used here. So when you have through faith, we understand that the words were framed. He's not talking about the physical world. He's talking about the aeon. And so I gave you some thoughts to put down with reference to this. If you didn't get that Wednesday night, or you weren't here like we talked about, you can write that now. You got another opportunity to put that down. So the word words here is from the Greek aeon. Okay? It means age, course, the course of your life, meaning where you're going, why this is the way your life is going. You get it? This is, so write this down. Aeon is the structure and administration of your life. Aeon is the, now aeon is A-I-O-N, okay? Aeon is the structure and administration of your life. How things go with you from day to day. You write that down. Including how they affect your hopes and aspirations. That can help you understand what he's talking about here. When it says, through faith we understand that the aeons were framed by the Word of God. Secondly, you can write another one. Aeon is the world system with respect to socioeconomic structures and environmental management of a period in human history, including its arts and sciences. Aeon is the world system with respect to socioeconomic structures and environmental management of a period in human history, including its arts and sciences. You get it now? All right. So I want you to have that in mind and look at that verse again. Through faith, we understand that the aeons were framed by the Word of God. And I said Wednesday night that when we look at the Bible, we can understand why or how the world came to be the way it is today. Ever before Jesus came, the prophets of old prophesied that he would come. They talked about the way the world will be when Jesus will show up. The prophets talked about the governmental system of that day. The prophets mentioned that he would be born of a virgin. The prophets mentioned that he would be crucified. They said so many things about Jesus ever before he came. So, in other words, the aeons of Jesus' life and of Jesus' day were, aha, come on now, Framed. Now, I've come to that word, framed. That's the next word I want to explain to you. All right? So the life Jesus was going to live, the way things will go with him, the way things will go on in the world, had been prophesied. But the word here, he says, framed. The Greek is katatizo. What does it mean? It's interesting to know that most English translations prefer to use the term made or created. And that's very misleading, because it seems to suggest that they are saying that the words came into being through the Word of God. But that's not really what it's saying, even though it's part of a global truth for it, you see. But specifically, that's not what it's saying. In generic terminology, we can accept that because it's consistent with the whole body of truth, with the logos of God. But at this particular time, this is not what the Spirit seeks to communicate in this verse of Scripture. So where you have framed, which is katatizo, it actually means primarily to repair, to mend, to recomplete, or to perfect. Then it also means, as one of its synonyms, frame. And that's why you have that word there, frame. But frame doesn't mean to make. In the Greek language, if they were going to say that God brought it into being, they would use the word ginomai. Ginomai means to make, more perfectly, to make, to create it, to bring it into being, to do it. But that's not what's there. It's katatizo, suggesting to fix, repair, mend, restore, bring into perfection. Now, then the word frame, which we all have noticed mostly in King James and a few other translations.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.